As soon as we wake up from deep sleep, the existence of a ready-made world, including our own bodies, confronts us. To examine it closely, we utilize our sense organs straight away, one by one, relying on their superficial evidence without a thought. But all the while, the existence of a positive something is experienced without a break, beyond the shadow of a doubt. This, on closer analysis, is found to be that changeless, subjective I principle, or consciousness itself. There is no ignorance in deep sleep. The absence of any objective perception, thought, or feeling, which is wrongly called nothingness, is the true nature of real, unconditioned happiness. Happiness alone is the positive experience in deep sleep. And the sense of nothingness is a relative inference when out of it. Thus, there is in fact no ignorance in deep sleep. The ignorance of truth is the knowledge of objects, gross or subtle. To know any object means not to know the truth. From the knowledge of an object, if the object part is discarded, what remains is pure knowledge alone, which is the essence and the background of all objects, as well as of myself. The knowledge of any one object may also be said to be the ignorance of all other objects. In that sense, the knowledge of truth and happiness in deep sleep can also be said to be the ignorance of all objects. Thus, happiness alone is the experience in deep sleep. Deep sleep is the touchstone of one's real nature. the ignorance of all objects in deep sleep, means really the positive knowledge of the self, which shines as happiness there. Consequently, the ignorance of the ordinary person in deep sleep is really the knowledge of their own self. The experience in deep sleep, if properly understood, is only one, and that is our own self, which is happiness and peace.